Blog Talk Radio.
Israel, tribal Yahdah Judah. Yahweh Bidrael.
Robert Micaiah. Yahweh
be with you, Yahweh. Steve Roy. Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. Oh, Steve Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All right. Let's find out. And then the mother ready to go. Mother E. One of the mothers out of town one. Mother E, are you ready to go? Try to Yahweh God Judah. Yahweh be with you there, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you grow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, excellent. All right. Mother E ready to go. Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, another mother out of camp number one. Hey, Mother Z, are you ready and get prepared to address this national ordinance over 400,000 plus on the international side? You on the clock, Mother Z. Come out.
She's not on right now, see ya. She's not on right now.
All right. Oh, she'll be in later. Okay. All right. So she prepared for addressing the nation a little bit later. That's a great thing. All right. Detroit, Michigan. Princess Leora Israel, tribe of God Judah. Will you be on stage for the episode part 123? Yahweh be with you, Princess Leora Israel. Camp folk, come out. Camp folk, Yahweh be with you, Steve Ray. Put your hand in Latter-day Saints. Steve Ray, you know we got to mute somebody. Why not mute camp folk? You know, one of these days, mucus is going to come to an end, but like I said, again, it's your radio station. No doubt about it. All right. But we know one thing, that she will be in spirit on both sides. She's a note-taker. Leora, Prince of Israel, is a note-taker, so she gets past take number 123. From Micaiah, Father Yahweh Judah, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, from Micaiah, what that
the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
You know, and I believe that, young lion. Mm-hmm. I believe in that very same hour that the righteous spirit will teach you what you got to say. And matter of fact, we're going to open up with Brother Titus and in the book of Sirach chapter 19. Hey, Brother Titus, we're going to open up in Sirach chapter 19, verse 18 down to verse 24, and 26 down to verse 30. We open up in tape 23 with the young lion called Brother Titus Israel. 19, 18 to 24, 26 to 30. My final verdict, you on the clock, come
out. The book of Sirach. Chapter 19, verses 18 to 24, 26 to 30. Sirach chapter 19, verse 18 reads, the fear of Yahweh is the first step to be accepted of him, and wisdom obtaining his love. Verse 19, the knowledge of the Torah instruction of Yahweh is the doctrine of life, and they that do things that please him shall receive the fruit of the tree of immortality. Verse 20. The fear of Yahweh is all wisdom. And all wisdom is the performance of the Torah instruction. And the knowledge of his omnipotency. Verse 21. If a servant says his master, I will not do as it pleases you. Don't ask him what he doeth. He angered him that nourish him. Verse 22. The knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom, neither at any time the counsel of the sinner prudent. Verse 23. There is a wickedness, and the same an abomination, and there is a fool wanting in wisdom. Verse 24. He that has small understanding and fear Yahweh is better than one that have much wisdom. And sit it, the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh. verse 26 to 30. That's the wicked man. Sirach chapter 19, verse 26. There's this wicked man that hangeth down his head sadly, but inwardly he is full of deceit. Verse 27. Cast down his conscience and make it as he be heard not. Whereas he is not known, he will do you a mischief before you be aware. Verse 28. And if you for want of power, he been hindered from sinning. Yet when he findeth opportunity, he will do evil. Verse 29. And man be known by his look, and one that have understanding by his conscience, will you meet his him? Verse 30. A man's attire and excessive laughter and gait show what he is.
Mm-hmm. So you better tell them who they are by their attire. So you can watch them real carefully. And once you know the truth of the matter, Brother Titus, if you catch them off in James chapter, you know them by their attire. So you watch them real carefully, and they'll reveal what they're working with by their attire. That's what you say. So what is he talking about in verse 3 of the book of James? What are you talking about of their attire? So you say you'll recognize them through their attire. You can know something on their mind because you'll ignore the order of things, and you will be James 2 verse 3. What is that?
The book of James, chapter 2. Verse 3 reads, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothes.
Okay, right there. Right there. So wise, when they come with the gay clothing, knowing the fact that Yahweh said, what did Yahweh say that we can read in the 15th chapter, verse 37 down to verse 4 of Numbers? So if they show up in the gay clothing, then we know clearly that you got an agenda. You got an agenda. You must have an agenda. And Yahweh made it plainly for us to know that exactly what he wants to be done. What he wants to be done that we can read in the 15th chapter of Numbers, 37 down to verse 40. Hey, Mother E, what that say? Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, spake unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue, 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instruction, commandments of the Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
That's good talk there, Mother E. So the fringes is a reminder you are dashing not. The reason why you wear fringes, not only that is your attire, fringes, but it always will remind you when you step out of order, dashing not. See, that's what the fringes do for you. You'd be surprised. You know, I was in a store, and this is true. I was in a store, and I had my fringes on, and I seen something, and my eyes caught attention. But the fringes said, "Dot, dot, dot, should not look like that at what you're looking at." And I looked out, and my friend told me that. The fringes told me, thou shalt not look on what you were looking at. And that was them fringes. And Yahweh is my witness. See? So I'm telling you something. Them fringes will talk to you. It'll tell you about certain moves that you're getting ready to make. It'll tell you, thou shalt not make that move. That's when you understand Yahweh don't do nothing. He, whatever he do is for a reason to come. So that's good. So, let's look at who folds the fringes to you. It's in Sirach chapter 10, verse 1. Now, who folds open their mouth and always put these things? Let's see what we can read supposed to do that in the book of Sirach 10, verse 1. Who folds to have their mouth going right away when you see anything that's detrimental to the tribes or the 12 tribes of Israel? Let's see who folds to open their mouth up. And we'll back it up in Sirach 21, somewhere in that area. We'll see if we get a second witness on it. But right now, give me a Sirach 10:1. Young Lion, you on the clock. Come on. Micaiah. Brother Micaiah. 10, verse 1.
Book of Sirach. Let me read. The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads. A wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is order, is well ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He is still responsible to instruct his people. That is the duty of a people to understand that, listen, you just can't be having a title unless you know the truth of it. We'll instruct people to make sure it's clear that it's not on you, it's on them. And matter of fact, I thought about something in Sirach, but I'm not gonna be able to pull that out right now about a backup scripture. And well, I can't pull it out. I don't pull it out. Let's go to Sirach 37, verse 26. One verse, 37, 26, Brother Micaiah would say what a wise seer would do. Let's get a precept on it in 37, 26 of the book called Sirach.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 26 reads, a wise seer shall inherit honor among his people, and his name shall be perpetual.
And that name and that wise seer Israel, oh, see, right, it can remember, it can be remembered in all generations and the voices of the two Israelites. Take it all over mind here. We're gonna be remembered through the page of the book, but we're gonna call it the way it is and let the chips fall where they may, and the seer's job is to when he see it. He'd go in the Bible and take a little peep at it and go from there. Case in point, Ezekiel 3, 17 down to verse 21 there, Brother Micaiah. What can we read in Ezekiel 3, 17 down to verse 21? And Brother Titus, tell me Ezekiel 33, 1, 2, 6 down to verse 12. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17 down to 21. Verse 17 reads, Son of man, I have made you a watchman over the family of Israel. Therefore, hear the word in my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, you should surely die, and you give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man should die in his sin, but his blood would I require at your hand. Verse 19. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his sin, but you have delivered your soul. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man do turn from his righteousness and commit sin, and I say, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he should die, because you have not given him warning. He should die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he has done, should not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man, the righteous sin not, and he do not sin, he should surely live, because he is warned. Also, you have delivered your soul.
Mm-hmm. So you see, the field job and those that's in an anointed leadership job, that is your job, is to correct things that you see. And all you got to do, warn them. Warn them. That's all you got to do. Just warn them. You ain't got to do no more than warn them and tell them exactly you're out of order. You got to stop. Now, if they don't get down with it, that's for you. Because you warn styrene is the same styrene that's making the same noise like somebody playing a recording. Is you hearing the same thing, Brother Micaiah?
Hallelujah. Well. Absolutely.
Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing?
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing like a recording of a siren, and I wonder if it's just me only hearing that.
I hear it too.
Are you hearing the same sound?
Yes, sir.
He's giving a tornado one.
Oh, tornado one.
Over and over.
It's a tornado one.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. All right, Brother Titus, you on the clock. Come on.
Ezekiel the seer, chapter 33, verse 1 and 2. Get down verse 6 to 12. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 reads, again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, son of man, speaking to the children of your people, and said to them, will I bring this war upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coat and set him for their watchman? Skip down verse 6 to 12. And if the watchman see this war come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if this war come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his sin, but his blood will not require at the watchman's hand. Verse 7. So you, son of man, have set you a watchman. So you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman until the family of Israel. Therefore, should you hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Verse 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, O woman, you should surely die, if you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man should die in his sin, but his blood will I require at your hand. Verse 9. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way and turn from it, if you do not turn from his way, he should die in his sin, but you have delivered your soul. Verse 10. Therefore, O you, son of man, speak unto the family of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgression and of our sin be upon us, we pine away in them. How should we then live? Verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, said Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way. For why would you die, O family of Israel? Verse 12. Verse 12. Ezekiel 33, verse 12. Therefore you, son of man, and say unto the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his sin. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinned.
Well, and a lot of things that, young man, I did hear everything you said in the grand style, no doubt about it. It's just I'm seeing so many messages sent to me on this network. You know, I'm seeing messages all over the place. Mother E, it says in Isaiah 6, verse 1, then skip down to 68. Hey, Mother E, Isaiah 52, verse 1, down to verse 8. What is
excuse me, could you repeat that again?
Isaiah 62, verse 1, and skip down to 8.
Isaiah 62, verse 1. Okay, skip down to 8. I think it's 6. That's what I got. Let me get that for you. The book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 1 and 8. Verse 1. So Yahdah do to say, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem, the southern Canaan, the northern Canaan say, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth, as brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Verse 8. The Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his.
Holy. Hey, hold a minute. Pick up verse 6. 6, 7, and 8.
Okay. Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, God Judah, which shall never hold their peace, day or night, yea, that make mention of the Yahweh keep not silent. Verse 7, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Verse 8, Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arms of his strength. Surely I will not no more give thy corn to be meat for them, but thine enemies and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine. But that which thou hast labor.
So mother, in leadership, we've been set as watchmen. We've been appointed to be watchmen. Mm-hmm. And when you're appointed to be watchmen, according to what you just got through reading, what do a watchman supposed to do according to verse 6 down to verse 8? According to what you just got through reading, if you is in anointed leadership, what is your position according to verse 6 down to verse 8 that is your responsibility? What can we pick out of that, mother, that we can read in 6 down to verse 8? What do you want to expound on 6 down to verse 8. Go and expound on something, Mother E, before this national audience. The responsibility of a watcher.
In verse 6, it said, the watchman, he had set watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace. I mean, they should never turn away from the truth and seek the right thing and not hold their peace. Okay? In verse 8, it says, give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. So the watchman got to teach the people. They got to make them to understand Yahweh's word. Okay, in verse 8.
Yeah, and what it said, and how much rest you supposed to get in when you see something that's not in order? According to verse 8, how much rest you supposed to get in when you see something is not in order? Verse 8.
Okay. It says, Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arms of his strength, surely I will no more give them corn to be meat for the enemy, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink that wine, for that which thus has labor.
I kind of spoke a little bit too fast, but what verse is that where it says that you're supposed to not give them how much rest? What verse is that? So when you see something special in anointed leadership, how much rest you supposed to give them? What verse that says, I don't know, is it 6 or 7? Which one says
how much rest? Verse 1,
okay,
it says, okay, I'm going to read the whole thing until I get to it. But y'all got you to say, will I not hold my peace? And for Yahweh Judah say, I will not rest until the righteous thereof go forth.
Okay. As we clear that. We're not going to rest. Now, we clear about that part. Otherwise, he lead by example. But what he telling the watchmen to do, how much rest they supposed to do, see, he laid by example. He said he ain't going to give them no rest. Now, he's talking to the watchmen now. And how much rest do the watchmen to give, according to verse 6 or 7?
Verse what?
Verse 6 or 7. One of them, they should.
Verse
7. Thank you, there, young lion. What did verse 7 say, mother? Yeah, what did that say?
Verse 7. And give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise.
You see that?
In the earth.
So what do, once you're anointed and you become a watchman, what is your duties according to verse 7 there, Mother E? What is our duty according to verse 7?
To make the people of understand.
According to verse 7. Look at verse 7 real carefully. Tell me according to verse 7.
And give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. So let him make Jerusalem a praise in the earth, the people.
So how much rest we supposed to give somebody that's out of order? How much rest we supposed to give them?
How much rest?
Yeah, according to verse 7.
that's
yeah,
out of order.
Yeah, according to verse 7.
Oh, okay, it said, and give him no rest till he establish.
There you go. Our job is no rest. When you're out of order, job is go in that Bible and peep when you're out of order, and you give whoever you come in contact with no rest. That's the order of being in that position as a watchman. Your duty is to give them no rest. You cannot turn an eye away from anything that's out of order. You have to give it no rest. That's how you fold the roll. All right, that's what we want to know. So, Brother Titus. So,
yes, sir.
In the book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25 and 28. Can you help me out a little bit? In the book of Sirach.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4, verse 25 and 28. Help me out a little bit there, young lion. What did it say?
The book of Sirach, Sophia, chapter 4, verse 25 to verse 28. Sirach, chapter 4, verse 25 reads, "And no wise speak against the truth, but be abased of the error of your ignorance." Verse 28, "Strive for the truth unto death, and Yahweh shall fight for you."
Oh, so you both strive for this truth. How long there, young man?
Unto death.
How long?
Unto death.
Then what will happen after that death?
Then Yahweh shall fight for you.
Oh, okay. There's a death. So you hold on to what Yahweh is telling you, even if it calls you your death. Because we know one thing, you hold on. Who would fight for us?
Yahweh.
Who would fight for us?
Yahweh.
So who would
fight?
Who would? Well, hold on, young lion. Let me let the old seer get his thoughts out there. Then pull the trigger once Osea got his sin in there. So now the seal says, now, how long do anointed leadership folks to, I forgot what I said. Now, you jumped in on Osea. Now, I forgot all about what I was saying. So let me move on. Let me get another way now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 through 8. Let's see, can we get it another way there, young lion? You knocked the thoughts right out the old seer's head that time. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 through 8, what it say?
Go ahead to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 through 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 and verse 8. Examine yourself while you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self. How that Yahweh's son is in you, except you be reprobate.
Hold that point there, Brother Titus. I want 13 chapter 5 all the way down to verse 8. Give me 6, 7, and 8. You on the clock, come on.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6 to 8. But I trust that you should know that we are not reprobate. Verse 7. Now I pray to Yahweh that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that we should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobate. Verse 8. For we could do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
And that's big talk there for Titan. Now that's big talk right there. So we got to examine ourselves. And you got to make sure you examine yourself. So, and then once you examine yourself, what kind of signs would you have on you that we can look and see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Brother Titus. Tell me something. Once they examine themselves, and we by being in anointed leadership, what sign will we see after we bring to the table anything that's out of order? What sign shall we see that we can read in 2 Corinthians 5:17?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17 reads, therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Oh, so old things, the way we once were, we're supposed to see a newness in life in that person. We could do that going to Ephesians and Colossians, but we ain't going to do that. So understand something in anointed leadership. Once you point out something, the order of Yahweh, you're supposed to see the newness in life. That's what you're supposed to see. You're supposed to be able to witness this once you point out where a person at. You're supposed to see a newness in life. And not only that, you're supposed to see 1 Samuel, where they pulled this from, verse 6. You're supposed to see 1 Samuel, Brother Titus. You're supposed to be looking at the Bible and be able to identify 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. What does it say?
Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. And the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned unto another man.
You see that? So now, listen to me carefully, Six Anointed Camps. You have to watch that Spirit, those you come in contact with, and they can talk a good game, but they got to line up with the scripture. If they identify with the checkmate of the scripture, then you know what you're working with, because you become another person. That means we can read 11:19 if we want to, but we're not in the book of Exodus. Then that stony mind is gone. We can read in 36 chapter 25-29. That stony mind is gone. We can read that, but we not. See, we're not going to do that. But we tell you, we try to show you what to look for so you can know who labor among you. And matter of fact, let's bring that out to me, by Titus and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. Can you bring that verse out for me? 5, verse 12.
All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. I'm going to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 12 reads, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and over you and Yahweh and admonish you.
Mm-hmm. They said, so we're supposed to know who labor among us according to the scripture. See, this is how you make your calling and your election sure. Now, if you do these things, hey, Mother E, if you do these things, Mother E, in second book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and Brother Micaiah, have me the book of Psalm 133, verse 1, waiting on me. But Mother E, now, whatever I just said, it'll slip my mind because I said it from the Spirit of Yahweh. So whatever I said, I hope you got it. Come on.
Second book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Okay. Second book of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8. For if these things be in you and they bound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was heard from his old sin.
Mm-hmm. That's all that. That's all to that.
Right.
Now, I forgot what I said. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I need to know the first thing. Thank you, Mother. Yeah. 8 through 10.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I need a little. So, yeah, verse 10.
2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your elect sure. But if you do these things, you shall never fall.
That's good, Mother. So if I follow the rules and regulations, how to depict things from Bible and make a calling according to the Bible, what I have on me according to verse 10, that Mother.
Give diligence to make your calling and elect sure. But if you do these things, you shall never fall.
Wait a minute. What will I have on me?
No.
Come on, Young Lions.
Never
on you. Never.
Otherwise, Yahweh is saying if you make your call according to this Bible, you will have a never on you. You always be in position, although we can go to Proverbs and read a just person falls 7 times, but Yahweh said, I'm going to get you up. That's what you want. You want to make sure you line up with Scripture. Now, Brother Mikhail, let's talk a little bit in Psalm 133, verse 1. What can we read? 133, verse 1.
We're going to the book of Psalms, chapter 133, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
What kind of way?
In unity. Together in unity.
Unity.
When you dwell together, so when brothers dwell together in unity, what do Yahweh told David? By the Spirit of Yahweh, what did he say going on in 133, verse 1?
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
How good it is, huh? So what does that good translate to according to Romans 7, verse 12? What did that good unity, what makes that good unity. So what is they doing that we can read in Romans 7, verse 12?
Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12 reads, wherefore the Torah instructions is righteous, and the Torah instructions righteous, thus in good.
Oh, so when brothers drilling and unity, what are the brothers that make that connection that we can read in that 7 verse 12? What makes the connection?
It is one.
Trail.
Good. The 12 rise structure.
Oh. So that's why both of them come together. If it's about Torah instruction, that's supposed to bring the brothers together. It is about what?
The Torah instruction, unity.
Excellent. That's the unity. So now, when that verse was pulled about this unity in Thessalonians, Ephesians there, 4:1 down to verse 4. So, you know, so that means when you catch brothers together, what do they both think about that we can read in? Help me out, young lions.
I missed that Thessalonians 1:5 catch the chapter.
But my question is this. When you catch brothers together, what do they supposed to be in when a group of brothers together, what kind of unity they supposed to be in?
For brethren to dwell together in unity in the Torah instructions, first 5 books of the Bible.
Yes. That's the way it goes. That's the way it's supposed to be. So, and brothers always going to have ups and downs, but how you correct everything is through the Torah instructions.
Hallelujah.
You didn't say to a brother, well, I'll go out and have dinner with you, go to the nightclub with you. No, this is about unity in the what?
The Torah instructions.
Torah instructions.
Yes. That's what it's about. So that's why it's about. So confrontations always will come because it's all about getting on one accord in the Torah instructions. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, 1 down to verse 4 says what?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 down to 4. Going to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4. Verses 1 down to 4. Verse 1 reads, I, therefore, the prisoner of Yahuwah, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse 3. In devouring, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
Mm-hmm. The word endeavor means to try harder. Make sure your unity is in the Torah instructions. And you have to go out the way to try hard. That would mean unity. That's the bond you're supposed to be in, picking one brother up from another brother up in the Torah instruction. Not to wink at a brother and say, look here, we're going and watch the girls on the poles. No, no, no. It's about the Torah instruction. This is what this thing is about. And when you see a brother lacking of Torah instruction, it is your duties to correct any brother that is not walking in the Torah instruction, that will have done those that in the Torah instruction, the unity. So if you see me with my pants down in the back, by being a brother in the Torah instruction, you're reminded, hey, sir, your garment's too up too high. Pull it down. Take no fool, man, too smooth. Ain't no cold-blooded man tell me nothing. No, 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 no.
What did he
do? Yahuwah to intervene. Yahuwah to intervene. One unit. Give me one that we're going to go back on the stage. She can find Mother D.F. Israel. She on came to the stage, so we might well bring in. Give me 1 Peter 3 and pick a verse 1 at Brother Makai. Let's see what we can read in 1 Peter chapter 3 and read a little bit until we get our point.
Okay, going over there to 1 Peter 3, right? 1 Peter 3.
Yeah, first one, let's read a little bit, get our point.
All right. Well, the 1 Peter chapter 3, picking up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may the word be won by the conversation of the wise. Verse 2. While they behold your taste conversation coupled with fear. Verse 3. Whose adoring, let it not be that outward adoring of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel. Verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the mind, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Yahuwah.
Go ahead. And that meek and quiet spirit. Hold on, young lion. Oh, see, every now and then he'd like to get in there in between something and say something. That's some powerful stuff. Now, you saying something. So this is the call of order of things. Now, and the spirit that must be on the better half. What kind of spirit they got to have on them that we can read? Verse 4.
Verse 4 reads, but let it be the hidden man of the mind, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is sight of Yahuwah of great price. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good in verse 4. So in the sight of Yahuwah, when your better half got a meek and quiet spirit, in the sight of Yahuwah, what did he say to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel pertaining to that spirit? What did he say that is in his sight?
Which is in the sight of Yahuwah of great price.
Now, precept that to 1 John chapter 3, 22. No, yeah, 22. Now, precept that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
1 John chapter 3, verse 22. 22 reads, and whatsoever we ask, we receive. Whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So you might have some things that might be on your mind. And he said, listen, you things that you... on your... You might have some things that you might have a pillow talk conversation about. But y'all probably say, I hear your pillow talk conversation, but one thing I don't see is my order. See, you can ask Yahuwah something if he can look down and see his order is in place. Then he pushes you to ask him something. But he has to look down and see his order. Well, never forget that. Yahuwah is order. Then he welcomes you to my telephone is all over the place, so I know I'm hearing a lot of everything, so I don't know. I wonder if everybody's hearing the same thing I'm hearing out of my microphone. We'll keep it moving, because I know one thing, the WCC and the Latter-day Saints and Roman Catholic Church out there, they will do all type of things.
This is a tornado warning.
Okay. All right, well, we still going to throw some Yahuwah warning, too, because we know the tornado is controlled by Yahuwah, too.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Matter of fact, we don't back down for many, but we're going to bring Mother Dear up in prayer, and we'll take a look at that Yahuwah. He's into that, too. See, understand something. Yahweh, he's in everything. So if you got the Yahweh right, changing every night. Make sure one thing you got your Yahweh right. Because Yahweh will tell you about the everything. But we're going to bring Mother D up Israel in, and let's see, can we talk about a little something. So Mother D up Israel, Shah Judah, Yahweh be Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother of Israel. Now, I made a statement there, Mother of Israel, about Mother Z in the background said, you know, that's the tornado doing their thing. But I know it's a statement written in the book of Isaiah pertaining to everything. And we're going to the and we look at verse Isaiah 29, verse 6, that says, of Israel. What can we read out of Isaiah 29, verse 6? What it says?
All right. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 6. And it reads,
yes.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 6. Thou shall be visit of Yahweh host with thundering and with earthquake and great noise with storm and tempest and the flames of devouring fire.
And what did he tell you to do behind that in St. John 16:33?
St. John, chapter 16, verse 33, reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of a good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes. The Mother Gideon, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 30, 31 to 39, and young lion, Titus, have me, Michael, chapter 7, verse 1.
Michael chapter 7, what's the
Hold on, young line. That's after Mother get through reading this. Have me Micah 7, verse 5, waiting on me. But Mother dear Israel, what it says read in Romans chapter 1, 31 through 39, what it say?
You said Romans chapter 1?
Chapter 8.
Okay. I thought so.
Verse 1, then skip down to 31 through 39.
Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, skip down 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh's Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things?
Skip down to verse 31. 39. I get your pen working now.
I'm reading. You said I was reading 31. I just read verse 1. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you plainly. 31 down to verse 39.
Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spares not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect? It is Yahuwah that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Yahuwah the Son that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father, who also make intercession for us? 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sword? 36. As it is written, for thou sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Father, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
Why so you make statements like that, Moses, dear Israel? Why so? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:18. Why so? Why did you make that? Why did you read that with such a, I need a word. You read it excellent.
Confidence.
Whoever said that word, confidence. There you go. That's the word I need. Every now and then, you know, those fears, you know, we get caught up in. And
uh-oh, you got it.
Read with confidence. Now, what we just read now?
You said something about 2 Corinthians.
You're
breaking up.
But I'm going out the way. Mother, you get your pen. You get your pen. You listen to them scriptures.
That
might be all over the place. There you go. Right now, I did tell you. Watch. I'm telling you why I knew I told you. Watch what the young lion said. I said, but I said, young lion.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Excellent.
Okay,
on,
you breaking up on my end.
All right, 2 Corinthians 4:18.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
All right. Excellent. That's the reason why we have to make sure we're sure about calling from the page book. But whatever we see out of our natural eyes today is only temporarily. But what's going to stand is his word. So, Titus.
Yes, sir.
In Amos 3:1-7, can you help me out in 3:1, 2, and 7? Help me out before we go on somewhere. Remember, whatever you see at your eyes is only a temporary thing. Whatever it is, but what's going to is his word. Now, we're going to take a look at what does he got about this word? Let's see what he got so we can read the book of Amos 3:1, 2, and 7.
The book of Amos is still chapter 3, verse 1 to 2 and verse 7. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1. It is word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which are brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the seers.
Okay, good, excellent. Now, what did he tell his servant to steal that we can read in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse?
Yes, here. See Ezra, you there?
The whole person, he was breaking up. I know that I couldn't hear everything.
I got second. That's in chapter 7. Just waiting on the verse. And she is ready there. WCC probably.
Brother Josh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know what happens when still things like that happen.
We got to do it.
Pick up where you left off at and go from there.
I know you gave me 2 Ezra chapter 7, but waiting on the verse, so. I know earlier concerning about the storm, but you know Yahweh controls the weather that he makes.
Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is, we're going to pick it up with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Eve, we're going to kick it off with some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, until we get the sit back rolling. Got some technical difficulties from probably WCC going on right now. But, you know what time it is. We're going to pick it up in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother Eve, what do you read?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know, we believe that. We believe the righteous spirit teach you at the same time what you ought to say. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy, we get to sit back going, what we're going to do is, what Proverbs 30:30 says?
Proverbs 37, verse what?
30:30, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
Okay. All right. All those 37.
You can't tell my truth.
Don't want that word.
Chapter 30, verse 30.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30 reads, a lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any.
Hallelujah. Wow. You know, the young lions, you know, we'll turn away from many. So we're going to step up and take care of the business for the old sin, keep the ball game rolling. So we're going to do is, you know, we've been hearing things, people talk about the tired things we should wear. So we're going to pick it back up at that, we're going to go back to that Numbers. We're going to pick that chapter 15 and pick that verse, pick it up at verse 37 down to 40, Brother Titus.
All right, we're going to the Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40.
Hallelujah.
We're going to the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 reads, and Yahweh spake I got Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Okay, book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 reads, and Yahweh said to Moses, saying, verse 38, children of Israel, and bid them that they make the fringes and the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a red band of blue. 39. This should be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions. The first five books of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, which you used to go a-whoring, but that you may remember and do all the Torah instructions of the first five books, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
And be righteous unto your Yahweh. So, Brother Tyson, did we just get done reading that these Torah instructions are is inside of the fringes? Every time we look at them, it's to remind us that we should be keeping them, right?
Hallelujah. All
right, so every time we look down at our fringes and our ribbon of blue, it's a reminder of what we should be doing is keeping the first five books of the Bible. You know, I was checking out some of the other camps, and other camps, you know, was just saying, hey, you don't have to wear your fringes anymore. But at the same time, that's like telling somebody, Mother D.F. Israel, this is what's going on when we do something like that. We're going to go to Matthew. Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah.
We're going to slide over there to the book of Matthews, right? And pick it up at... I want the book of Matthew, and he said something over there in the book of Matthew. And right now, I'm trying to lay my finger on something he said about chapter 5, and pick it up at verse 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, we're going to read down until we get our point, Mother D.F. Israel. You on the clock.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 reads, Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction or the seal. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18.
Right there. Let me come there for 1 second, Mother D.F. Israel. Right there, we just got done reading. Yahweh the Son let us know, he said, I ain't come to destroy the law, which is the first five books of the Bible, the Torah struck. So if a person ain't come to destroy something, that means it's still there.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. It's still there. So I ain't come to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, I ain't even come to destroy the seer. So that means the seer is still going to be coming.
Yeah.
All right. So continue to read, since we know these things are not destroyed.
All right. Verse 18. For verily, truly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from Torah instruction till all be fulfilled.
Until all be fulfilled. Brother Titus, 1 second, Mother D.F. Israel. Hey, did he say something over there? If you run it down for me. There's something he said about something being fulfilled. I think it's over there in the book of Acts. And you can run that down for me, bring it on in for me. When you let me know when you got it. But continue to read
the book of Acts.
Yeah, somewhere over in the book of Acts, or if I'm mistaken, correct me. But it's something he said about something being fulfilled. Continue to read, Mother D.F. Israel.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least Torah instructions and shall
mm-hmm.
teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So if you teach someone that they shouldn't be wearing the fringes, what position would they be falling in? Would they be falling in the least of the kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
If you teach someone to not do anything in the Torah instructions, you fall under that caliber. Is that not what we read?
That's right.
Okay, so that's what we read, right? Okay, so Mother said that's right. The mother said that's right. So let's see what we can read over there in the book of Deuteronomy some more about these fringes. Because we know that if you tell someone that they shouldn't be wearing their fringes, or if you teach someone anything about that, what they shouldn't be doing in a Torah instruction, the first five books of the Bible, then he said you're going to be called a least in the kingdom. So let's see what he has to say over there, Mother Eve. Let's roll over there to Deuteronomy chapter 22. And we ain't going to play around.
I'm not going
to pick it up at first. You say something, Brother Tyler?
Yeah, that's it. I got that verse about being fulfilled in Acts 13.
Bring that on out, because he did say something to all be fulfilled. But let's find out what this fulfilled was.
All right, book Acts chapter 13, verse 27. And they may dwell in Yah-Dah, the southern kingdom, and their roots, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day. They
when
it, have
when the voices of the seers read? When the voices of the seers read?
Every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day. So every Saturday at POCTY, when we go to the temple, when we go to the temple of Yahweh, we hear the voice of the seer every Saturday. Continue to read. We just want to make this be known to the national audience, the order of things. Continue to read.
And they have fulfilled him and condemning him.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
verse
28. Continue to read.
Okay, go ahead. Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28 read. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they pilot death. He should be slain. Verse 29. And when they have fulfilled all that is written of him,
mm-hmm.
they took him down from the tree. And laid him in the grave.
Now, all that was fulfilled that was written of him. So let's see what's, now, you got to keep something in mind, right? They told you inside of our book what was the fulfillment was. And they let it be known inside of our book, everything that was written. So he just let us know that, all that was fulfilled, everything that was written of him, that he was going to be, that they took him down from the tree. So, and we also know that, that everything that was fulfilled of him was also written about from the seers. So we all know all these things was fulfilled. But he didn't say nothing about taking away our Torah instruction. So that means when we go back, now we're going to read this Deuteronomy, Mother Eve. We're going to go to chapter 22 and pick it up at verse 12. And then we're going to go back and we're going to pop off and read verse 5 on down.
Deuteronomy chapter 22.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to read verse 12, then we're going to jump up to verse 5.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 12 and verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. Thus shall make their fringes upon the four quarters of their estates.
Uh-huh.
I cover myself.
Hold on, one, real quick, Mother. Well, he told this. Now he just told us that we should wear fringes upon the four quarters of your vesture, or the sides of your garments, right? And he letting you know that where you covers yourself. So this is when we cover ourselves, and he tell you to cover yourself. He said, wear nothing tight here. Wear no, a man wearing the tight pants, put the pants on. Who wants to be covered? He don't want the women around here wearing the man's pants. We're going to get into all that and everything. You know what I'm saying? But he told you, he said, cover thyself. You know, the man shouldn't be wearing the women's dresses and none of that, right?
Right.
And let's get a case of point, Mother, ye on that. Read verse 5 for him.
Verse 5.
Yeah, what did he say?
The woman should not wear that which pertains unto a man.
Now stop right there. Now, a woman shouldn't wear that which pertains unto a man. So let's find out, what does a man wear? Let's go to the book of Exodus. We're going to pick it up in chapter 28. Brother Titus, meet me over there in that book of Exodus, chapter 28. We're going to kick it off at verse 4, and we're going to read down until we get our point. But hold on to point, Mother E, because we're going to come back there, because we want to finish this statement out. Because we're going somewhere, and Titus still come back, and he take back and get back and take over where we're going from there. But we're going to keep this ball game rolling, because the young lions, we ain't bowed down for nothing. We're going to do some dust ass Yahuwah. So how the ball game roll? What we looking at over there in that book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse 40? What do you say over there that we can read about what a man attire is? What are we reading over there?
I'll be going to the second book of the Heavenly Tablets, Torah Instruction. All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse 4.
Yeah.
Exodus, chapter 28, verse 4. And these are the garments. And these are the garments which they shall make a breastplate, an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they should make righteous garments for Aaron and your brother and his son. That you may
minister unto
me. For Aaron, your brother and his son.
Now, are these, do you see anything that says women at any point at this point as we read? Do you see anything about women? Is anything here describing a woman? Not all these are men. I'm trying to make sure that I'm understanding this right, Brother Titus and the other mothers. Did he say anything about women right here? Are any of these a woman?
No.
Okay, so we know that none of these people he's talking about are women. All of these people he's talking about are men. Okay, how you say the man should look, Brother Titus?
All right, according to verse 4, all right, Exodus chapter 28, verse 4. And these are the garments which they should make a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle, and that they should make righteous garments for Aaron, your brother, and his son, as you made ministers unto me in the priest's office.
Okay, now go over to verse 40 and read down to 43.
We go to Exodus chapter 28, verses 40 to 43. Exodus
yes,
chapter
sir.
28, verse 40. And for Aaron's
yes,
son, you should make coats, garments, and you should make them girdles. And mitre should you make for them. For honor and for beauty. Verse 41. You should put them upon Aaron your brother, and his sons with them, and should anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 42. You should
22.
Make them.
22.
Verse 42. You should make them linen breeches, to cover their naked.
Hold on.
For the Lord.
What? Linen what?
Breeches.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Continue.
To cover their naked.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord, mm-hmm. even unto the thighs, they shall reach.
Now stop. Now he told the man, Aaron's son, Aaron and his mm-hmm. son, that they should be the ones to put on the pants. So what are these women out here doing with these pants on if he gave it to the man?
Whoa.
So he's trying to say that we are equal to you? The man wear the pants. The women wear the women attire, the dress. With bridges on, mm-hmm. Israel. Mother E, pick that back up at that verse 5, ma'am, if you don't mind going back over to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. And we're going to see what he has to say over there. So we know the man wear the pants. The man wear the pants. And they also have their garments, their righteous garments, with fringes on them. But they put their pants on. Let's see what he has to say to the woman in verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. What do you have to say to the woman and the man?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man.
So a woman don't wear that which pertains to the man, saying that, hey, woman, you don't put on the man's pants. You keep them pants off you. And what he had to say next to the man?
Neither shall the man put on a woman's garment.
So a man shall not put on a woman's garment. So when a woman have on a garment, her dresses, that flares out, that means that she is going to put on pertaining to a woman, stockings on underneath her, garments on, fringes on the bottom of an Israel, showing your royalty, showing your modesty. Continue to read, Mother E.
For all that do so are abomination unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So this is abomination, Mother E?
What he said.
So when the women walking around here with the pants on, they in a position of abomination?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that's what we just got done reading about, them wearing the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do, get order. See, this is the thing that you want, Mother E. You want order. You want to make sure that you got a, what we reading over there, is Mother Z over there, Mother Z?
Yes.
Okay, Yahweh bless you, Mother Z.
Yeah, well, I'll be with you, Teacher Makaya.
We're going to go over to the book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. What do we read over there?
Sirach chapter 37, 12.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Sirach chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12. But be continue
mm-hmm.
with the Yahwali man
mm-hmm.
who you know to keep the Torah instructions
mm-hmm.
for the Yahweh of the Yahweh whose mind is according to your mind and with sorrow which you sorrow that with sorrow you will deem if you shall miscarriage.
So you want a, he said you want a Yahwali man. A Yahwali man going to let you know to take some pants off. A Yahwali man. He's not going to sit around and go play around with you. He's going to tell you the Torah instructions because he's a Yahwali man. That's what we teach over here at B-O-T-T-Y, the order of Yahweh. We want to make sure that things are right. So you want to make sure that you got according to what you can read. Sirach chapter 37, verse 12, man. He dare to be continued with that type of man because he already know this one will keep the 12-round truck. But what he had to say over there in the book of
Don't bring it to me.
We'll go to the book of Sirach. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 7. And we're going to pick it up at verse 26. Brother Titus, bring that out for us. That book of Sirach.
Are you going to Sirach chapter 7? We're going to Sirach chapter 7. Sirach chapter 7.
Remember, he said, let me give 1 second, Brother Titus. I want to put a dramatic on it. Remember, he said, you got to be with a Yahwali man. You know, one knows to keep the Torah instructions, right? And that's the mind frame that we're going in when we read this, right? Now, one that's known to keep the Torah instructions, what he has to say when the one that Yahwali man that keeps the Torah instructions. So that's what's in his mind. And that's what the woman has to be with if she want to just hug. But according to Sirach chapter 7, verse 26, what did he say to the man?
Sirach chapter 7, verse 26. Read. Has your wife after your mind. Forsake her not. Forgive not yourself over to a light woman.
Give yourself over to a light woman. That's what you don't do. Because Yahweh already know that let's find out what let me see what I got rolling over here. Pull out the Adam and Eve book, Brother Ty. We for the do some read. We for the do a case of point about this light woman. We're gonna go another round with this thing because we wanna make sure that we cover all bases when it comes out about light woman. You feel me? So we're going to find out what he's talking about. He's talking about this light woman. Let's go over there and pull out your Eve book. Adam and Eve joint.
And we I got it.
Right, we're going to pull some scriptures out the word. That's what we're going to do some pulling up. And let's see what old Reuben has to say over there. Pick it up with Reuben. We're going to the Adam and Eve book, mother. And we're going to pick it up in the book of Ruth. And before we go there, Mother Lee, before we go there, right, let's see what he had to say over there in the book of 1 Corinthians. And pick it up at chapter 11. I'm going to run down something in this book of Adam and Eve. If you say something over there. Over there in that Sirach and have a woman after your mind and not give yourself to a light woman. We're going to hold on to that thought. But leave me on over there in the book of 1 Corinthians, mother. We're going to go to chapter 11 and give me verse 1. Matter of fact, pick it up at verse 4. Pick it up at verse 4. You want verse 4? Give me verse 9. Pick it up at verse 3 and read down to verse
verse 9. 3 to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 to 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh's son. The head of the woman is the man. The head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father.
That's right.
Verse 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. Verse 5. But every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered. Dishonor head, for that is even all one. As if she were shaved.
Now stop right there, Mother Eve. Now, Yahweh let us know that the head of the man is Yahweh the Son. So my head is Yahweh the Son. For the head of the woman is the man. So her head is the man, without a doubt. And the head of Yahuwah's son, yes, he has a head, which is Yahuwah's Shabbat. That's the order, man. They laid that order down at the end, though. But it's a more order that goes with it once you know the order. And once you know the order, now we know everybody know they order. Now every man, if he's praying, he can't have his head covered up. He's reading that book. That's Bible over. He can't have his head covered up. He's just out of his head, which is Yahuwah's son. You see how they saying?
That's right. That's right.
Verse 5. But the woman, she prayed and prophesied with her head uncovered. She just out of her head. Her head is her hood.
That's right.
So it can't be no dishonoring of the husband as well. Because if I'm not going to dishonor my Yahuwah or the son, which is my head, why would I let my wife dishonor me? So that means I need all. That means I need a what we got going on over there in Genesis? Mother D.F. Israel. Let me see if we pull something out of Genesis in chapter 12. Let's see what our father has to say about something like that. Let me slide over here and let's see what he has to say. We'll slide over to the book of Genesis. Let me see over here. I might be pulling something out. Let me go to verse Genesis. It's something he said over here in the book of Genesis. I'm looking for my head. And it's something he said in the book of Genesis. I was over in chapter 12. So meet me over there in chapter 12, mother, and pick it up at verse 1. Give me verse 1.
Okay. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Okay. Now Yahuwah has said unto Abram, get thee out of your country and from your kindred, and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. Continue.
Okay. Now slide over there to verse Genesis chapter 18, and give me pick it up at verse 16, and we're going to read down to 19.
Yes,
we need to keep the point here, because remember, we're talking about order. You feel me? Talking about the ones that need to be ordered and see how our father Abraham had conducted himself with things when he came down and getting in order. So let's see what he has to say over there, Genesis chapter 18. We pick it up at verse 16 down to 19.
Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 to 19, verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Verse 17. And Yahuwah said, shall I have from Abraham that thing which I do, verse 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, verse 19. For I know him, that he will command, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahuwah to do justice and judgment, that Yahuwah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
And now we just got done reading over there in Corinthians, right?
And, what, and the understanding that we get out of this is this or. So you see, Abraham ain't wasting no time getting his household in order. And that's what we're talking about, getting things in order. The man got to get things in order. The women got to get in order when the men get in order. Because the man got to get ready to do one of these moves that Abraham did, put his house in order. That's what we do as the man. We got to move without him. We can't be moving with nobody else. Can't be sitting around here trying to do Mother E, not pick up one more, pick up that line for me. But before you read that, right? Give me that Mother Z, give me that Sirach chapter 11, verse 8.
Sirach 11, verse 8.
Yeah, give me that chapter 11, verse 8. The Rock chapter 11, verse 8. Because one thing we got to understand is that when we get in our house in order, it's things that is required of that.
Sirach 11, verse 6 or 8? Sirach chapter 11. Sirach chapter 11, verse 8. Verse 8. Answer not before you have heard the cause, neither disinstruct.
That's a rock.
Interrupt man in the middle of their talking.
So the thing is that when we get things in order, I mean, you can't even interrupt man when they are talking. That's even to that point. That's why we're in order. Everybody has to be in order. When the northern leadership is talking, when the husband is talking, everybody got to be in order. The wife can't come in and interrupt. Because it must be order.
That's
right. It's never a time and day when you're supposed to do these type of things. Everything must be in order. Let me read over there, Mother. You pick it back up where you left off at.
In Deuteronomy. You're back to Deuteronomy?
Yeah, we're going back over there to that. We're back over there in that first Corinthians.
Oh.
Was you reading that, Mother Eve?
Oh, no, I stopped it.
Don't worry about it. I got you, Mother.
First Corinthians chapter 11.
Now, pick it up at verse 6.
Okay. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, 3.
What do you read?
For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered.
Let her be covered. All right, continue to read.
Verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head. For much as he is the image of
God.
But the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
So the man was not created, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. But he also made a profound statement. He said, well, if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be shame for the woman to be shorn or shamed, let her be covered. He said, you'll cover your head up when you bald head. You understand? If it's shame to you, it used to be a shame to you if you your head not covered when his book is open. Even when you leave out the house. It's always that ear covered. But he also said something about the man to not cover his head as well. Mm-hmm. He said, for he is the image and the honor the woman is the honor of the man. So every time the woman that do something to defile the man, that means at the end of the day, she's not even being his honor at all. But it's something that he said over there in 1 Peter. Let's see what he had to say over there in 1 Peter, Brother Titus.
Are we going to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm. Pick it up in chapter 3, verse 1.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 reads, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be warned by the conversation of the wives.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with tears.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, whose adornment, let it not be that outward adorning or placing the hair, and of wearing of gold or of putting on an apparel.
That's not right there. But remember I asked you to pull out the Adam and Eve book, right? Now, I need to get over there to the book of Ruth and pick it up in that chapter 2 and, pick it up at verse 17.
You talk about Adam and Eve, chapter 2, verse 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go on page 223, that book of Adam and Eve, but we're going to go to the Reuben, the Testament of Reuben. We're going to go to chapter 2. And I want you to pick it up at verse 17.
Okay, we're going to Ruth, chapter 2, verse 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to Ruth, Book of Ruth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to Book of Ruth? Going to Book of Ruth?
Yeah, Book of Reuben. And I think mine on page 223. I got the
chapter 2, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Okay. R-U-T-H, right, the Book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 17, right? So I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 17. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and the beat out of she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Is that, I'm trying to see if I'm reading the right verse.
Now, you mean Reuben.
Reuben?
Reuben, chapter 2, verse 17, the Testament of Reuben.
Oh, okay, the Testament of Reuben, okay.
Yes, right, sir, Testament of Reuben. We're going to chapter 2,
about the, Patriot.
Verse 17, page 223.
Okay, Testament of Reuben.
And, yeah, that's in my. It's in the hardcover book.
Yeah, I got it.
But I know Testament. It's in Reuben chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 17.
Okay. Testament of Reuben. Let me get there. Testament of Reuben. I think that's that. That Benjamin. Chapter 2, chapter. Okay. Must went too far. Okay, Testament of Reuben. Let me get there. Testament of Reuben. Okay, Testament of Reuben. All right, chapter 2, verse 17. Testament of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 17 reads, flee therefore fornication, my children, and command your wives and your daughters that they adore not their head and faces to deceive the mind, because every woman who uses these wiles has been reserved for eternal punishment.
Now, then did he just not tell us how to teach our wives and our daughters? Did he just not tell us to how to command our wives and our daughters that they not adorn their heads and faces to deceive the mind? because every woman who uses it, the ones that use it, every woman that uses these wells have been reserved for eternal punishment. And then we just got done reading over there in chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3. Mother was reading about in verse 3 that who's adorned, let it not be that outward adorned of plaiting the hair in a wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. He said, they ain't about that thing, right? But we come to find out that Reuben let us know that that type of mind frame would end you up in eternal punishment. Ain't that tough?
Right.
But let's go back and let's read verse 1 now, since you're there. Let's read verse 1. Let's see what Reuben has to say. Let's see what Reuben has to say over there in verse 1 of chapter 2. Same chapter, same book. But let's see what he has to say over there in verse 1. Take the tab,
Chapter 2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Pay no heed, therefore, my children, to the beauty of women, nor set your mind on their affairs, but walk in singleness of mind and the fear of Yahuwah, and expend labor on good works, and on study, and on your flock, until Yahuwah give you a wife whom he will that you suffer not as I did.
So he said, hold on. Now he said, he's not giving us one. He's telling us that, yeah, wait on Yahuwah to get your wife, man. I'm going to give you the game so you won't suffer. So you won't suffer. You will not suffer as he did, right? So he's about to teach us something here that maybe all us men and women should know. Just to help the women that that want to do the Torah instructions to be aware of the spirits that's going to try to attack them. This should make the man aware of the spirits that's going to come, that's going to attack the woman, but also would know what type of woman not to deal with. You see, all this help us out, Israel. We just got to listen to our father. He going to give us the game. We just got to have a willing ears to hear some. What did he say over there? What you reading over there, Brother Ty?
Elder, Bypass the elder. We got to mute somebody. Okay. Well, Mother Z, we know you're ready to address this national audience, Mother Z. So we know you got it already what you want to tell this national audience, over 400,000 plus, Mother Z. What you got to tell this national audience? You on the clock, come out.
You gotta give up, man.
All right. Okay. So the elder is mute for the night. Remember one thing about it, no broadcast tomorrow. Be back on again Wednesday night. And so tomorrow we'll definitely be with the seniors. So Yakwa beat you all. We're going to turn it back over to the young lions, and they take them now. Hey, Mother Z, so whenever Mother Z is ready, all you do is speak up, Mother, and we'll turn it back over to the young lions. Brother Makai and Brother Titus, y'all back on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Brother Titus. Y'all back on the clock. Come on.
All right. Okay. That's Brother Z. Mother Z. My mother E. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Okay, brother. Give me just 1 minute. Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour that you ought to say."
That's right. That same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour which you ought to say. Which you ought to say. That's right. All right. Give me that... Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9.
Daniel.
You ever go to Daniel chapter 9? Okay. Pick up at verse 21 and 22.
Daniel chapter 9.
Yeah, verse 21 and 22.
Okay. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 21 and verse 22. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the Indian population. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, "O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding."
He said, "I am come forth to give you skill and understanding." Okay. Give you skill and understanding. All right, Mother D.F. Israel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hallelujah. All right, you going to Sirach? Let's see what I want here. Going to Sirach chapter, let's see, 21, verse 15. Sirach chapter 21, verse 15.
Sirach chapter 21, verse 15. If a skillful man hear a wise word, he will...
Let me follow that real quick. He says, skillful man, we hear a wise word. We hear a wise word. Okay. Hear a wise word. Okay, Mother Eve. Let me if I hear a wise word. Of course, what makes you wise? Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Let's see what I'm on. Give me 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 3.
Okay. 2 Timothy, chapter 3.
Verse 15, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thus had known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through the covenant which is in Yahweh the Son.
So the righteous scripture will make you wise. That will make you wise. From Genesis all the way to Malachi, including the seal. The Torah instructions and the seal. That's what makes you wise. Yeah, wise word. You were commanded, okay, back to that Sirach 21:15. Mother D.F. Israel. Sirach 21:15.
Sirach 21:15. You want me to pick up where I left off at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. He will command it and add unto it. But as soon as one of no understanding heareth it displeased him, and he casteth it behind his back.
Cast behind his back. He says, skillful man will hear a wise word, he will command to it and add unto it. Okay. What it mean by that? Okay, we're going to Proverbs. That's an example of what it means. He will add unto it. Okay. We're going to Proverbs chapter 9. Let's see what I wrote here. All right. So, okay, we're going to Proverbs chapter 9. Verse 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. All right, so Mother Z. Mother E.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will
be
wise.
Yeah, go ahead.
Teach a just man, and he will increase and learn.
So he would, that's how he add, he going to increase. He going to increase and learn. He going to increase and learn. Hold that point on that learning real quick. Hold that. They would increase and learn. Let's see what I bought that hit. Let me see it. Romans. Let's see. All right, we're going to Romans. Romans 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. All right, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. I'm getting warmed up here. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Okay, Mother D.F. Israel.
Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, read. Okay. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning. We, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
Okay, we got to find out what is written so we have a clear understanding of what was written. what was written. Okay. Let's see what was written real quick. Okay. We're going to, let's see what I wrote. Let's see what was written real quick. Get warmed up here. Okay, we're going to, okay, I'm going to go to Mark. Let's see, Mark, what was written. Okay, he said, what is written? That verse.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to see that verse. What it says, what's written you? And what that verse said. Okay. It said, what is written? Okay, let me get warmed up here. Where you start for time. Mark chapter 5, verse 17. I mean, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Mother E. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Matthew chapter 5.
Yeah, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Book of Matthew chapter 5, 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction of the seal. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
So Yahweh the Son ain't come to do away with the first five books, the Torah instruction, the heavenly tablets, or the seal. So that's not done away with. It is not done away with. It is not done away with at all. Okay. Let me pull another one out real quick on that, and I'm going to precept that. Okay. All right, so give me that Ezra. We're going to Ezra real quick. Let's make that second Ezra. Make that second Ezra. Let's see what I want. Second Ezra chapter. We're going to second Ezra. Okay, 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 36. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 36. Mother E. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 36.
Okay, the book of 2 Ezra. The book of 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
And we that have received the Torah instruction, praise perishes by sin, and our mind also which receive it. Go ahead, read 37.
Now read that verse over again. Read that verse over again. Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 36.
Okay. Second Ezra chapter 9, verse 36. For we that have received the Torah instruction, passes by sin, and our mind also, which receive it, but remember and give forth. No.
It says, so it's not, so it's saying in that verse there, it said, notwithstanding the first five books, the Torah instruction, perish not. So it's not done away with, but remains in the court. So it's still on the table. It's still on the table. It's still in effect, even to this day.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so it's not. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, this is coming from Romans 15, verse 4, about it said, about that written. What do you mean by written where? Going to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, pick up at verse 25 to make it sound good. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. Mother D.F. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 10, verse 36.
Verse 25 and 26.
Oh. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 26. He said unto him, What is written in the Torah instruction? Now read it. Thou.
He's talking about the written right over there in the first five books.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to book an Acts real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to get warmed up here. Acts 15. I'm going to chapter Acts 15. All right, verse 13, Acts 15, verse 13. Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so Mother E, Acts chapter 15, verse 15.
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree the word of the seer as it is written.
It is written. Okay. All right. I'm Acts 24. Acts chapter 24, 14. Acts 24, verse 14. Acts chapter 24, verse 14.
Tell me who's that?
Buddy. Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 24, verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call Hashem, so which I, the Yahweh of my father, believe in all things which are written in the Torah instruction and in the seal.
Well, you got to believe all things, not some things, all things. This whole entire book, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, the scripture. You got to believe in all things that is written. You got to believe all that is written. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Believe all that is written. He said in Yahweh of our fathers, right? Let's give a name to who our fathers is. Let's get a protocol name to Yahweh of our fathers, right? Let's get a name on who our father is real quick. Let's go to Exodus, the third chapter.
That's right.
Go to Exodus chapter 3. Mother D.F. Israel. We'll go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, 16. And Exodus chapter 4, verse 5.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 3, can you repeat the verses?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, 16, and Exodus chapter 4, verse 5.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, 16, and Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Exodus chapter 3. Verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel appeared unto me, saying, I surely visit you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
In Egypt.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
That they may believe that Yahweh of their father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has appeared unto me, unto thee.
That's who the list of our fathers is right there. That's the order of the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Of Yahweh. Order of things. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brother Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we want to get some time in. Did Mother E come in? I mean, Mother D come in yet?
She ain't going to be able to come back.
Okay. Brother Tyler, go ahead and carry on. And go ahead and do your thing, Brother Tyler. Go ahead and get Israel this word of Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Yahweh. Okay, I'm going to go into that, let me see the book of Nicodemus. Made a thing over here in Nicodemus. And we the only one can pull these books out. You know, even the other cats not going to touch on this. You know, you only, okay. All right, though, we're going to Gospel of Nicodemus about that written, right? But what's written in the first five books, right? We're going to Nicodemus. If y'all don't have it, just follow along with me. Brother Makai.
Yes,
you got the Gospel of Nicodemus?
2 minutes. If you give me a couple minutes, I can pull it out before you give me time to get it. Unless you just want to go ahead and pull it out, but I can give me a second.
All right. My DF Israel, you have the Gospel of Nicodemus?
No.
You don't. You think you better probably pull it out or?
What chapter are you looking for, bro?
Chapter 4, verse 9 through 11.
Chapter 4?
Yes, sir.
All right, chapter 4, you say what verse?
Verses 9. To 11.
Okay, I'm getting you straight right now. I'm going to chapter 4 right now, verses 9 to 11. Give me maybe 30 seconds. I get you situated. Two. Three. You want 4? 9 to 11, right, big bro?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All
right, give me right now. Chapter 4, verses 9 to 11, right?
Yes, sir.
Reading the book of Nicodemus, chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Verse 9 reads, Yahweh the Son asked him, do according as it is written.
Verse 10. He said, do according as it is written. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10. Pilate said to him, how is it written?
There you go. Right there. How is it written? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 11, Yahweh the Son said to him, Moses and the seers have prophesied concerning my suffering and resurrection.
Hallelujah. See that?
Mm-hmm.
As it is written. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Now we was coming from Romans chapter 15, verse 4. I'm pull another one out of Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, let's see, that First Corinthians chapter 10. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, First Corinthians chapter 10, 11. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Mother E.
Okay. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
Oh, wow.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now all these things happen unto them for example, and they are written for our edification, upon whom the end of the world are come.
To whom in the end of the world are come. Who are the ends of the world are come. So what world is, what end of this world? The end of the world are come. That's what break down who this end of the world is. End of what world? End of what world? End of the world is come.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a name on this end of the world. Real quick.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to precept that. Second Exodus chapter 6.
All right, slow down, brother Titus.
All right, verse 6. Second Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. Pick up at verse 6 until we get the key verse is verse 9. Read down until we get our answer to our point. Second Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Mother E.
Okay.
I'm on here too, right?
Yeah, okay, you brought a DF Israel. You go ahead, pull it out. Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 to 9, Mother DF Israel.
Second Ezra chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. Verse 6. Then did I consider these things, and they all were made through me alone, and through none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other. Verse 7. Then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the time? Or when shall be the end of the first?
What should be the end of the first? Go ahead.
And the beginning of it that follows. Verse 8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born, of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau.
All right, hold that point. We're gonna come back to verse 9. Hold that. What he was reading? He had to be reading Genesis what? He had to be reading Genesis 27 chapter, right? He had to be talking those safe things. That's to be safe things. They go right in the heavenly tab. Where they get that story from? You got it. This is how you paint the picture. You go to Genesis. Go to book of Genesis. Go to Genesis chapter 25. Go to Genesis chapter
25.
Genesis chapter 25. All right. We're going to pick up that. Pick up at verse 21. Verse 21 all the way to verse 26 so we get our point.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 to 26. All right. Buddy E. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 to 26.
The book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 to 26. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. And the Yahweh was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Children struggled together within her. And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh. 23. And the Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
That goes separate. Two nations are separated. Go ahead. Mm.
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
Mm.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
They're going to put a name on who this elder is. The elder got a name on it. The elder shall serve the younger. Which is going to come back. Which is going to be right to where they was created to do. What elder was created to do, to serve the younger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they don't want, because it's going to happen. And they know mm-hmm. this. The enemy knows this. Okay, go ahead, verse 24.
Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
There were twins in her womb, two nations.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
okay, go ahead.
And the first come out red all over, like a hairy garment.
Okay, so the first came out red. Hold on, he said the first came out red, but what kind of red is this? You talking about red like the color red? What kind of red is this? You got to be clear, what red is this? Is he talking about the color red?
Mm-hmm.
Like rose or something? Let's go to Isaiah 29. We'll break down what kind of red is this. Because they're thinking of red like a color, like the color of a rose or something. Or like color, yeah. Let's break down what kind of red is this. What kind of red is this? Isaiah 29. Mother D.F. Israel. What kind of red is this? Isaiah 29. 22. Isaiah
29:22. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the family of Israel.
He retired Abraham concerning the family of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Shall not now be ashamed. Neither shall his face now wax pale.
That's what kind of pale it is. It's red. Pale looking.
Yeah.
Pale looking. That pale red. That's what he's talking about.
That
pale
red.
Hallelujah. All right. Okay. All right, Genesis 25. Back to Genesis 25. You have verse 25. You're in the middle of verse 25. Back to Genesis 25, in the middle of verse 25.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 25. And they call his name Esau.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, 25, verse 25, which says, came out red, then, which says, pick up what says, all.
Okay. And this is 25, and the first come out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they call his name Esau. It's 26. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel.
Mm-hmm.
His name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 30 years old when she buried him.
So that's what Ezra was reading. Genesis 25:26. He was reading that story. That's what he got that from. So he's reading Genesis 25. He was reading the story. That's where that came from. All right, back to that second Ezra, chapter 6. Okay, you was at, you have verse 9 now.
Verse 9. Yeah. Second Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world. And Israel is the beginning of it. That follows.
Is that Israel is the beginning of it that follows.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already prophesied there. The beginning of it that follows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brother Micaiah. Brother Micaiah, can you hold down for a little minute, real quick, for a second?
Say no more. You know, hey, man, we Proverbs 30:30, yeah. Man. You hear me? We ain't playing no
that's
game.
Right. That's
you
right. That's a little quick second, real quick.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. Say no more. Just let me know when you're ready to, pop back off, you know? Mother D of Israel. Let's pick it up at, let's go to Isaiah chapter 45. And pick it up at that verse 17. There's something there.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to Isaiah 45. And let's pick it up at verse 17, folks. And then we're going to go to 2nd Ezra. And we're going to pick that 2nd Ezra up, chapter 3. And we're going to read down at verse 32 down to 36. And we're going to get some things rolling and see. Pick up where Brother Titus left off at. Because he did say something here about us, Israel, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our world, Esau is Israel. Esau is the end of the world, but Israel is the beginning of the world to come.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let's get some precepts going on right here. So let's see what's popping off in the book Isaiah chapter 45. We're gonna pick it up at 17. You see what's going on over there.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with the everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
Oh, mother D.F. Israel, Travis Yadah Jew. What they talking about over there, Steve Roy? What they saying over there? Who world is without end?
Israel
ain't got no ears to their world when they doing the tour around structures, though, mother. You hear me?
That's
the first thing about it. You feel me? I always slide that in for them, so they just both thinking they can live all willy-nilly. You feel me? But we going to pick this off at Second Edges, right? And we're going to see what he has to say about a little bit more about Israel. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put the cables on Israel so they can know where they at. So we gonna perk them up a little bit and charge them up so they can stop sinning. So they can know what position they hold in this world that's without end. So we're going to go to 2nd Ezra, right? And we're going to pick it up at chapter 3. And pick it off at verse 32. I would say 31, but we're going to go to 32. You know what I'm saying? While old Brother Titus, man, you know, get a little warmed up over there. But right now, we're going to keep the ball game rolling at verse 32. What we got going on?
2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 32. Or is there any other people that knoweth thee beside Israel?
I'm sorry. I know we're going to be lacking a little bit on this phone time because it's not like we face-to-face, you know. I try to have to jump in real quick so it can be on point. But the thing is about this is, do we really hear what this man saying to Seer Ezra? You feel me? 2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 12. Did we just really pay attention, Israel, to what we read? He said, or is there any other people? I thought the thing we was living in, we dealing with people here. Because we know we ain't afraid no ants. You know, the little mice and stuff, they be crawling around, running around, whatever. You know, we ain't dealing with nothing like that because they in their own little habitation. But we dealing with people, right? So he says there's any other people. And he says that no you besides Yahweh. Besides Israel. They know you, Yahweh, besides Israel. That's what I wanted to say. So nobody else know him. He asked a question. But we come to find out, Brother Titus, pick it up in that Amos chapter 3. Give me verse 1, 2, Look at verse 1 and that verse 2. So we can bag this up of what Ez is trying to say right now. How about he trying to say what he is saying? What he saying over there in that
Going to book
Amos.
Going to book of Amos.
Amos. Yeah, pick that Amos up for me.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 reads, hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up. O children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Oh, so who we know out of all the families of the earth? Remember, it's 18 nations. And he's talking about one nation out of the 18 nations. Out of all the 18 nations, the 18 nations, what did he say about it? What's the name of Brother Ty? Just got done reading. Who he say he know?
All children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So we just got done reading over here in the book of 2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 12. He is the question that was raised. He said in the question that was raised, or is there any other people? That means the 17 nations, but it's 18 on earth. And we the 18th nation, Israel, that knoweth you besides Israel. That means Israel is a beside nation. They beside the other nations. Continue to read, Mother D.F. Israel, the C. Roy, Travel, Yada, Judah. What you reading over there?
Second Ezra, chapter 3, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I finish? I ain't finished that.
No, ain't mother. We rolling at verse 33, but go ahead and knock that punch out in verse 32. Go ahead and hit that punch out in verse 32.
Okay. Beside Israel, or what generation has so believed your covenant as Israel? Verse 33. And yet their reward appeared not, and their labor has no fruit. That's-
One second, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, we're going to hold up real quick. And I want to go peek that Mother E. and Mother Z. Mother E, you still there, Mother E? Now, we're going to roll over there to the book of Exodus. We're going to Exodus. And give me that, give me Exodus. Give me chapter 34 and give me verse 27 and verse 28. I want to make a case of point here because they said something about a covenant. They said something about a covenant that we are under. So we want to make this thing clear. So we're going to go to the rest of the canon because that's all the proper is in a continuation of the book. It belongs in your book. They try to cook your book. It's 80 books in your canon. And so we're going to go to the rest of the canon. And we got to stay over there in the book of Exodus chapter 34. We're going to read verse 27, and we're going to read verse 28, and see what God said about this cup.
The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 27 and verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27. And Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the chant of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
28. And he was there with the Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
He did neither eat bread nor drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, not you, Mother Eve, but Israel, you know that it don't take no 40 days and 40 nights to write 10 commandments.
Right.
We know that it took him the length to get the Torah structure, the first five books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The length was laid down right there, and that's the covenant that we under, Israel. We're under a covenant. That's what we got to remember. This covenant you want.
Blood.
I always see you read Mother GF Israel, C. Roy, Travel, Yacht, Dr. Judah. You know, we got the other mothers on the line holding down the grand style, too. You know, they C. Roy, Travel, Yacht, Dr. Judah, too. You know, and we got Teacher Titus holding down, Brother Phil, Phil Israel, C. Roy, sitting back, you know, letting the young lions go on here and roar a little bit. So what we got going on over there, Mother GF Israel, C. Roy?
2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 33.
Hallelujah.
Okay. No fruits, for I have gone here and there through the heathen, and I see that they...
Pick it up at the beginning of it real quick. I'm going to hear it again all over again. Pick it up at the beginning of verse 33.
2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 33. And yet their reward appear not, and their labor have no fruit. For I have gone here and there to the heathen, and I see that they flow with wealth, and think not upon your Torah instruction.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, and yet their reward appeared not, and their labor have no fruit. Now he said, so I have gone here, in there, through the nations, the 17 other nations, and I seen that they flow in wealth. So we're looking at Esau, them, and their five sons, and we're looking at the 17 other nations, and we see them right now, the voices of the true Israelites. We see that they flowing with plenty of wealth. We have all the wealth most. But he also said some of that. And think not upon your Torah instruction. You can't expect these other nations to be looking at your. See, we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. You can't be expecting the other nations to be looking at your Torah instruction. All they think is about money. That's all they want. What we read in verse 34? Let's go, Torah instruction.
2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 34. Weigh thou therefore our wickedness now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
Oh, so hold on. We just come to find out that this name is not going to be found nowhere but in Israel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out something about this name. Mother Eve. Let's go over there to the book of Exodus. Pick it up at chapter 3. And give me verse 3. I mean, give me Exodus chapter 3. Give me verse 15 and verse 16 again. And give me a closing statement after that.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? So you're cracking up at the end.
Yes, ma'am. We'll go to Book of Exodus, chapter 3. We'll go to verse 15 and verse 16.
Okay. The Book of Exodus, chapter 3, 15 and verse 16. Verse 15. That's what I said, moreover unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, therefore Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
Hallelujah. Now, before you get close to statement, Mark, I just want to put a little dramatic on her. Yahweh just let us know that this is his name, Y-H-W-H, man. Now, you see what's going on? Four letters. Y-H-W-H, Yahweh. That's the name that he gave us from all generations. Mother E, give me one more verse, and I can't get close to statement. Give me Acts chapter 4, verse 12. What did he say over there? What did he say about his name over there? What name was given up? What did he say about this four-letter name? What did he say about it? We're going to put some emphasis on this name real quick.
Acts chapter 4.
Yeah, what did he read over there, Mother?
Look at Acts chapter 4. Verse 12 reads,
mm-hmm.
Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
And we just come to find out that that name was given among man, that was given to us, that was given to us under heaven, was them four letters that was given to Moses. That's the name that was given up. The four letters of our father, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, Yahweh. No other name. That name was given to Israel. You can't respect no other nation when he's talking about your name, your Torah instruction. Close the statement from Mother E. What you got? What you got reading over there, Mother E? What's your closing there?
Okay. I just thank Yahweh for class. Thank Yahweh for the teachers, Brother Makai and Brother Tice, and for Mother Dia. Thank and praise Yahweh for this class and for all that listening to this class. And I'm gonna read just a couple of verses from Psalm 117. Praise the Yahweh, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his mercy and kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Yahweh endures forever. Praise ye the Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Mother Eve, give it to us one time. Give it to us one time. You know we need to hear it. Encourage us. Give it to us. Know what we want to hear, Mother.
Oh, okay. And I would like to say to the audience, hold on and don't give up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on, C. Roy. Don't go nowhere. Don't leave your Yahweh. Hold on to your Yahweh. Mother D.F. Israel, pick that back up where you left off at. We're going to verse 35. Going back to that
Second Ezra chapter 3, verse 35. Oh, when was it that they which dwellest on the earth have not sinned in your sight? Or what people have so kept your Torah instructions? Verse 36, thou shalt find that Israel by name has kept your precepts, but not the nation.
You can't expect other nations to try to keep something with your name. You try to look for them to keep up with your name. You try to look for them to keep you your name and your maker. Israel, you looking to the 17 nations for nothing and everything Yahweh got for you. Mother G.F. Israel, let's see what he had to say over there in the book of Acts. And pick it up at chapter 23. And see what he had to say over there in verse 13 about his name. And give me a close statement, Mother G.F. Israel. To see you foot.
Acts 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse what?
And we'll go to verse 13 and give me a closing statement. And Brother Titus, pull that Adam and Eve book back out. We're going to get a bus, and we're going to knock that upside his head and see where Israel have to say about they get done hearing this. Put some meat on their mind and see what they have to say after they hear this.
Exodus chapter 23, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And in all things that I have said unto you, be
mm-hmm.
circumspect and make no mention of the names of other false Yahuwahs, neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
So Yahuwah said, I better not hear the name of no false Yahuwahs, that's your mouth. I don't want to hear none of Yahuwah.
That's
right.
That's
all I want to hear.
Deliver
say anything I come out, you be circumspect, Israel. Make sure you don't make no mention of them names of them false Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
You leave
them
right here. You stick with your message. You get caught up in
that
old fool jazz. You don't have time for that. We try to make sure we stay focused on some Yahuwah.
That's right.
What you got cooking over there, other GF Israel, so we can make sure that we want to make sure you put this name down in grand style, because people be monkey balling around with the Lord God, Jesus, higher, Yahweh, and everything else under the sun. Allah, Buddha, too. So we want to make sure we make sure they know that Israel hold the name of Yahuwah that created the heavens and earth.
That's
what you reading over there? It's because the second mother, D.F. Israel, C. Roy, Travis, Yadda, Jewel.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now, Yahuwah of peace that brought again, Yahuwah the Father, that
mm-hmm.
brought again from the dead our Yahuwah the Son,
mm-hmm.
that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So Israel, we was purchased. We on a blood covenant. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mother D.F. Israel. See, Roy Travis, Yada Judah. Mother E. Israel. See, Roy Travis, Yada Judah. Mother Z. Israel. See, Roy Travis, Yada Judah. And the mother's on board. But we're going to keep this thing going. But Brother Titus, I need to go and pick back up at that Ruth. Because we want to make sure this be known of what's going on in the book of Ruth. And we're going to pick
That's
it up
right.
at chapter 2. And we're going to pick that back up at, pick it up at verse 6.
They're going to cut you off. We're going to keep it rolling until they do that. Okay, back to the book of Reuben. Go to the Testament of Reuben. Is that back to chapter 2?
Yeah. We're going to pick it up. I want to pick it up in verse 6. I'm trying to, because I know we pulled it for time. We're going to put something on the air real quick before we end with the closing statement. But we're going to do another read, and hopefully we can get this in. But what you reading over there?
I'm at Testament of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 6.
I pick it up in verse 6.
All right, chapter 2. All right, the Testament of Reuben, chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore, my children, I say to you, observe all things whatsoever I command you, and you should not sin.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. For a pit unto the soul is the sin of fornication, separating it from Yahuwah, and bringing it near to idols, because it deceiveth the mind and understanding, and leadeth
mm-hmm.
down young men into Hades, into the grave, before that time.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, for many have fornication, destroyed, because
mm-hmm.
through a man to be old or noble or rich or poor, he
mm-hmm.
bring a reproach upon himself with the sons
mm-hmm.
of man and derision with Satan.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 9, for you heard regarding Joseph, how he guarded
mm-hmm.
himself from a woman and purged
mm-hmm.
his thoughts from all fornication and found favor in the sight of Yahuwah and man. Verse 10. For the Egyptian, the Mizraimite woman, did many things unto him, and summoned magicians, and offered him love potions. But the purpose of his soul admitted no evil desire. Verse 11. Therefore, Yahweh of your father delivered him from every evil and hidden death. Verse 12. For if fornication overcomes not your mind, neither can Satan overcome you. Verse 13. For evil are women, my children, and since they have no power or strength over man that uses wiles by outward attraction, that they may draw him to themselves.
I wanna preach up some on that. You understand about women having no power, you know, in a position that they are in. So let me see, can I pull it in before we'll go to Book of Job real quick. Let me see, can I run that down? The Book of Job, chapter 39.